Well, I'm sure you know the enthusiasm of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo by now. I just can't resist pulling one shot after the other. So I had to put this Twinkie through another test, use the double spouted porter filter and make it into a double shot and then use some milk. I've used the rice milk, which is actually the Promaville rice milk, which I've noticed in the past is not as good as the other rice milk that I've used. So although I frosted, it didn't froth terribly well, but I could still put a little apple on top as a, so to speak, latte art, not really a latte art, and drank it. But I can't give it the full review that it deserves because this milk is not good. I mean, I drank it by itself as well. It is not good. I used to have a different rice milk, the Rice Dream, which was much more neutral, much more kind of, yeah, much better to actually evaluate a coffee, whether it takes to milk. So for this particular evaluation on the Twinkie from Peru that's been sourced by Coffee Hunters, Freeman Trading, I have to put it through another test with real milk. And for that, I've got to wait for Shirley for tomorrow. She loves a latte and she loves full cream milk and I'll do it for her. But I can already tell that this coffee, just by having it as an espresso, will take to milk very, very well. It is a strong, syrupy coffee. And I still have a bit of the espresso left, which I'm putting my lips to now. And it becomes more treacly-like, thick, rich, still very condensed, concentrated. And it's it's just amazing. And it's funny how yesterday only I had the AAA BB Plantation from India, which I was raving about, a completely different coffee. Completely different, very good in its own right, but completely different. I'm so amazed about the versatility of coffee, where it's grown, what altitude, what climate, how the farmers treat it. And I can tell you, this Twinkie from Peru is just a delight. It's really got these lovely, delicate, floral high notes at the beginning. It is not assaulting in once, not at all, at all. It is lovely on the palate. And it doesn't have any zestiness. It has a very gentle way of entering the palate. It's thick, it's rich, it's velvety, it stays there. And then at the end, you've got a chocolatey consistency and flavor to it, which then, when it cools down a bit more, becomes more treacle-like. But it is just a delight. So I would really encourage you to try and find out where you can get this coffee. If you're a roaster, then go to Freeman Trading and get yourself some green beans. If you're a barista, get your hands on this single origin Twinkie bean from Peru and serve it up to your clients. They'll love it.